Welcome to the Automatic Patient Podcast, where you'll learn how to create, organize, automate, and grow a membership program for your practice. And now, your hosts, twin brothers, Mr. Jordan Comstock and Mr. Justin Comstock. Enjoy the show.
Hello, what's up, everybody? My name is Jordan Comstock. I am the host of the Automatic Patient Podcast. I am also the founder and CEO of BoomCloud, which is a dental membership software for practices. With me today is my twin brother, Justin Comstock. He is also over our customer success here at BoomCloud. What is up, Justin?
Not a whole lot.
What are you doing this early morning?
Just chilling. Recurring revenue.
I love it. Okay, so we decided to create this podcast to help practices understand predictable recurring revenue, membership programs, and how to build them the right way, and then the benefits that they get, that you get for creating a membership program. And not only dental practices, but veterinarians and other businesses that have patients, right? Whether they're people or animals. We decided to create this podcast for those reasons. So super excited to do that. Me and Justin, Justin and I have been in the dental industry for around 15 years now. We started out as a dental lab technician, each of us, and we worked for our dad's dental lab in Salt Lake City, Utah. So, and Justin has recently come to BoomCloud.
Yep.
To manage all of our customer success and all that stuff there,
Yeah, it's awesome.
But today in this episode, we're going to be talking about some of the benefits of creating and managing a membership program and how to do it right, if you ask me. We've been doing this and helping practices with this for over 6 years now, and it's been quite the journey, and we've seen so many cool things and continue to see cool things in regards to, you know, the amount of predictable recurring revenue a practice is generating, the patient loyalty, and the increase of case acceptance when a practice implements a solid membership program. So, Justin, what are your thoughts there?
Well, working in an environment where we didn't have recurring revenue.
So the dental lab is where you're
thinking. Yeah, and understanding cash flow and cash gaps, right?
Sure, yeah.
And every business experiences that at some point.
Absolutely.
And it's given me an understanding of how important recurring revenue is for any business.
Yeah,
you have to
absolutely.
Have it. You have to have it to you know, protect your business from those cash gaps.
Yeah, in dentistry, and I'm sure you know in veterinarian and other industries that deal with patients and things like that. In dentistry, we have a month that we call Sucktember.
Yeah,
right.
We're
actually in that month right now. We're in September, right? Where practices say that it's the slowest month ever, right?
Yeah.
And there's months like that throughout the year, right? We may not call them Sucktember or October or whatever, right? But there are months there. I call them the feast and famine months, right? In dentistry and in small business in general, you're going to get. You're going to have months where you're doing awesome. You're generating the revenue you need to manage your business. And the next month or the next quarter is a different story for your business.
It changes.
Right? So creating a predictable recurring revenue stream is so essential. In this day and age, Justin, I'm sure you agree with me, that we live in the subscription economy.
Yeah,
right?
We do.
What are some examples of other subscriptions out there outside of a dental membership program or a pet wellness program?
Well, Amazon is
huge. Clear, right? They're the clear winner.
Yeah.
Their membership program is a multi-billion dollar membership program.
Yeah.
And did you know, Justin, that Amazon Prime, when a customer signs up for Amazon Prime, they end up spending like $1,200 a year versus a non-prime,
totally.
Which is $505 a year. And the same thing happens to a dental practice or a veterinarian practice or any business that creates a subscription membership type program. It increases the amount of revenue that that customer or patient buys from them.
For right? example, I'm a guitar player.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jordan is too.
I am too, yeah. I should have admitted that, but
and I love educating myself on the guitar and learning new concepts. And I became a member of a subscription that produces guitar education videos. And sure. I pay a yearly or a monthly fee to be a member. Mm-hmm. And I have bought more courses.
Sure.
And yeah. more things since I've become a member.
Well, the same thing with me. I bought a subscription to the car wash.
Yeah.
Right? I like it.
Totally.
Car. I've never hired a car wash place, the business to do a professional, like, detailed cleaning.
Yeah, yeah.
Interior cleaning in my car. And one of my kids spilled a drink in my wife's car. And I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. I'll just take it down the street. I'll wash it. And then I get a discount on, because I'm a subscribed member to this car wash, I get a discount on this interior professional cleaning, right? I've never ever done that. I've always said, well, I can just clean it and get out of the shop vac and do it yourself, right?
Yeah.
And it's a really crappy service that you do if you do it yourself. If you don't know, like, the tools they use, it's pretty,
yeah.
like, it's pretty detailed. So there's lots of, you know, different stories, I guess, out there in other industries that are doing this. It's working for the business and for the customer or the patient.
Yeah.
Right. So let's talk about this. What, you know, in regards to membership programs and or dental membership programs, I want to define that a little bit so it is clear for your practice or your business if you're thinking about doing this, right? If a membership program is a set of plans that you create where the patient pays either a monthly or yearly fee to get access to certain benefits and savings to the practice or the clinic. So, I can be a patient. Let's say I'm a dental patient. I go in. I pay $30 a month, and I get all my cleanings, my exams, my x-rays, and if I need a crown or anything like that, I get a 10 or 20% discount off that crown, right? And I don't need to sign up for insurance. I just pay the practice directly, and the revenue is automatic, right? The practice automatically will charge my card monthly or yearly, depending on the plan that I'm joined on. And much like Amazon Prime, it's automated and it's a system for the practice. It becomes an actual loyalty system, which is the key word that I want to emphasize on, is system, right? So many practices out there will create a membership-like program. I like to call it a cash program, which is better than nothing, but you're missing so many of the benefits of an actual membership program. A cash program is one-time payments where the patient comes in, they pay $200-$300 bucks for the year in prepayments, and they get all their cleanings and stuff. It's not automated. It you know, there's nothing to track. It's one step better than nothing. But if you really want to, you know, increase and improve your business, your practice, you want to create an actual membership program. And one of the case studies that I want to talk about, and we'll talk about justice, is we have a practice. We have a ton of practice that are hitting the $15,000 a month in recurring revenue.
Yeah.
The $20,000, the $30,000 plus in monthly predictable recurring revenue.
That's pretty awesome.
Imagine that for a second. You know, whether you're a practice owner, an office manager, a veterinarian clinic owner, or an office manager there. Imagine, just stop for a second and imagine if you had $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 in monthly predictable recurring revenue coming into your business. Whether you did dentistry, veterinarian work, or whatever it is you do in your practice, whatever you do, it comes in, whether you do it or not.
It becomes a very powerful tool.
Yeah. An extremely powerful tool.
Very.
Because cash flow is king in business. And I don't think most small business owners and practices don't understand that cash flow is king. They understand that it's important, but I think, you know, cash flow is king. There's a reason why it's king.
Well, and when you have systems in place mm-hmm. to maintain that reoccurring revenue,
yeah,
it becomes more powerful.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
reliable.
Yeah, because then you can dictate, you're not dictate, but you can systematize and organize and say, these payments are coming on the 1st, and the 15th.
Yeah, you can right? forecast.
You can forecast it.
Yeah.
So I do this all the time at BoomCloud. BoomCloud is a software company that helps practices create membership programs. That's one of the pieces of our software. We charge a monthly subscription for our software. Right? So we collect the subscriptions on the 1st and the 15th of each month, which are typically before payroll dates, which for any small business is a huge, huge amount of revenue.
Yeah.
The payroll that you're supporting your team and everything, it's a massive amount. It can add up to it, right? If you're a big practice or clinic. But when you get those cash infusions, you know, whether they're $10,000 or $20,000, right? Or even sometimes less, right? When you're starting out, you got to start somewhere. You're not just going to start a membership program and it's going to go up to $30,000. It takes.
You have to build it.
You got
to
build it.
Just like anything else.
Old fashioned effort and hard work. But it's well worth your time. Because, you know, when that money comes in, me as a business owner, I have the cash in my bank account to pay my employees and my expenses. And the cool thing is that I have that cash, my bank account, that's also profit that I can just store away or pay myself or pay my salary. I typically pay myself a salary and profit share, unless I'm investing back into the business. Then I take what's remainder and put it in. That's the beauty of creating recurring revenue in a practice or a clinic, right? So that's me as a business owner experiencing that, and going through the dental lab days where we had an inconsistent cash flow cycle.
Yeah.
You know, we did invoiced out every 30 days, sent statements, much like a practice does, and waited for that money to come in. And often that 30 days turned into 60, 90 days.
Yeah.
Right. And you throw in, you know, with it on the dental practice side of things, you throw in insurance companies and that throws it, you know,
totally
another crazy aspect in regards to collecting of that revenue, because insurance companies delay your cash flow,
which is
one of the most important things.
And we saw that trickle down into the lab.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the problem that the dental industry has.
But
there's a solution to every problem. We can get around that. So that's, I mean, one of my favorite things to talk about is the recurring revenue benefits. The second thing that I'd like to talk about is if you're a dental practice that's working with insurance, or I know like veterinarian practice and other clinics out there don't typically work with insurance, but dental practices, it's a PPO nightmare out there. You know, they're constantly reducing what you can, what they pay you. In the practice, and they're throwing red tape all over your practice, and it's a mess.
It complicates things.
It complicates things, right? So when you have a membership program, you actually reduce dependence on PPOs. Would you agree, Justin?
Yeah, totally.
Right? And I think that's a huge benefit for a practice, for a dental practice especially. You know, you're not being dictated and getting all that red tape thrown all over your small business, your small practice.
You essentially become, I think any dental practice would become more empowered.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, taking control of their business.
Sure, absolutely. And I think that's super important.
It's very important.
You know, you get these insurance companies, you know, making new rules and throwing red tape all over the practice. It just doesn't make any sense, right? And complicating how we talk to patients, and kind of screwing up our mindset in regards to treatment, and in regards to our patients, how they think about treatment, right? The other day, Justin, while he was at the dental lab, I remember he sent me a lab slip from that dental lab. What did that lab slip say, Justin?
It said, let me think back. It was a couple months ago.
If not, I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can't remember it.
It said, please make the most inexpensive crown that you can make.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sitting there reading it, and I'm thinking, I looked at the patient name, and I'm like, this is a person behind this. I'm making this crown for a human being, and this doctor wants me to make the cheapest crown.
Piece of crap. Crown.
To go into this patient's mouth. And I'm like, my mind went, I'm helping this doctor care for this patient. And I did not feel good.
If you were that patient, Justin, and you read that lab slip, what would you think?
It would make me feel like crap. I'd be like, wow, I'm not getting the care I need. I'm not getting the care I need.
You probably wouldn't go back to the dentist again.
Okay. No.
That's the point. So that's what insurance, the mindset does to the practices, because this particular practice, they're really heavy PPO, and their mindset was, well, I can't make money, so I've got to cut costs everywhere.
Yeah.
And that just,
that's not a good mindset to have.
Anybody. It doesn't do good for the patient, the lab, or the practice.
Yeah.
Or that patient experience, in my opinion. The other cool thing a membership program helps a practice with is creating a patient loyalty system, right? We talked about that. In addition to that, with patient loyalty comes increased case acceptance, right? So what we have seen at BoomCloud, we've measured this for practices. We've seen practices or looked at practices across the nation, thousands of patients, and we found that the uninsured patients who become members spend between 2 to 3.5 times more than the uninsured non-members. Think about that for a second. If a patient becomes a member of your practice, they spend more money, double than what they would if they were double or triple what they would if they were just a non-member, right? Which is pretty cool. We found that the average patient was spending about non-member was spending around like a little over $700 a year on dental care. And when they became a member, they ended up spending over $1,500 a year with that practice.
Wow.
Which is pretty incredible.
That is pretty awesome.
So patient loyalty and increased case acceptance is a fantastic benefit.
You switch the mindset with the PPOs and all that stuff to a lose-lose when you're switching it to a win-win.
Absolutely.
For the patients, for the practice, and for dental labs too.
Yeah, it's a win-win for everybody.
It's a win-win for everybody.
If you ask me, you know. And the cool thing about that is a membership program, in addition to, you know, case acceptance, patient loyalty, or retention, you can use a membership program as a solid marketing strategy for the practice or clinic, right? And here's what I mean about that: most practices, once they understand the concept of a solid, you know, successful membership program, they get hungry and they want to sign up more patients to it, right? Because more patients equals more loyalty, more recurring revenue, more spend with that practice, right, from that patient. So marketing is, number one, essential if you got a membership program. At the same time, you got to think marketing, no matter what industry you're in, whether it's dentistry, software, whatever, you know, whatever industry you are in, you need to have some type of marketing strategy, and a membership program can help not only attract uninsured patients, but also getting them to retain and become loyal and spend more with you, right? And how do you do that? You attract uninsured patients by offering them something, right, Justin?
Yeah.
By saying, hey, if you're uninsured, come to our office. We'll give you a free whitening kit. Right, and that's the reason I say that is a whitening kit, the pre-made ones, not a custom one. The pre-made ones, if you offer something like that for free, well, it's not attached to anybody's time, right? Some practice will offer free exams. That's attached to the hygienist's time or the doctor's time. You don't want to attach something free to your time. Your time is valuable, in my opinion, right? And you want to give something away for free that's not attached to your time. So using like a free whitening kit is a perfect way to attract people, right? And how do you attract people that would be more likely to sign up for a membership program? Well, you say, if you are a uninsured patient, you can come in. We want to give you a free whitening kit, right? And they come to practice, they talk to you, you sit them down, you talk to them about your membership program, you hand them brochures about it, and maybe sign them up or maybe follow up with them depending on where the patient's at. But the reason I say that is you want to, no matter what business you're in, you need some type of, that's called a lead magnet, right, is giving away something for free. If you come to BoomCloud's website, we give away a free ebook that's packed full of content that educates the practice on this concept. It's valuable, right? Most people would try to sell that book, you know, but we don't. We give it away for free to attract people to us and to build a relationship with us. Same thing, that a practice, marketing and business is universal. A practice needs to do the same concept potential patients, right? When you get them in the door, then you can talk to them about membership programs and then lock them in, and they get their cleanings or exams or whatever it is, right? If you're a veterinarian practice, you can do the same thing. You can give away something for free that's valuable, but that's not tied to your time, and that attracts people to the clinic, and boom, you get a stream of new potential patients, and then you try to upsell them from the whitening kit to a membership program with a retention strategy. So those are my thoughts and the benefits of creating a membership program, in my opinion. Justin, do you have any final thoughts or comments to our audience?
From what I've heard from our customers,
yeah,
something that I've heard, it's been repeated over and over to me when I've been on the phone with everybody, and they tell me that the membership program that they're running with BoomCloud is convenient.
Sure.
It's convenient for them to use the software, and it's convenient for the patients. They can manage and track it.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to run a membership program.
A successful membership
convenience
program.
Convenience and those systems in place, like we were talking
about.
You gotta
have those systems in place.
It's crucial. Because if you go and try to do it on your own without these systems in place, You can do it. But it won't be efficient.
I mean, I can also, make my own clothes, but I don't do it, right? Yeah, I got a sewing machine.
Thank goodness that you don't. It would be horrible. You walk into work with clothes sewn by Jordan. Goodness.
You don't want to do that. I've seen, when we were at the dental lab, I saw patients that tried to do their own dentistry.
That was the worst.
systems and professional, this creating membership program systems is what we do for practices all day, every day. We're specialists in this category in dentistry and in veterinarian work as well. And other clinical, services out there we help with. But BoomCloud exists to help practices create, organize, track, and automate a membership program, whether you're a dental practice or a veterinarian clinic or any type of service business that has basically maintenance customers or clients, right, if you think about it. But that's what we do here at BoomCloud. We're really good at it. That's what we specialize in. I would encourage everyone listening here to come check us out. Go to BoomCloud.com. BoomCloud.com. Check us out. Schedule a demo and see how our software works and how it can help your practice or clinic. But we really appreciate you guys listening today. This is our very first episode. We're excited to be launching this new podcast. Justin, thanks again for coming on the show. He's going to be our co-host here on out. But thanks again for coming on this morning and having a good time with us. So we hope you guys have a good day. Rock on.
Rock on.